purpose for doing that. Okay. Number one. Oh, I'm reading verse number one. I desire Jesus. And in the first verse, it says, I desire Jesus, precious Lamb who ransomed me. When I hear the word ransomed, and I think about what Jesus Christ did, I realize that I was in a prison. I was held captive. I had been kidnapped. I was being held captive, and I was a slave. And someone came to the slave market, and someone paid full price for me and for you. Oh, hallelujah. Paid full price. Everybody say full price. More than enough. And I just get excited. You notice I get excited. I get excited about certain things. And you get excited about certain things. And so what we're believing here, what we're believing for here in the short time that we have together, is that you, each person in this room, will hear something from the Holy Spirit of God Almighty. Think about that. God Almighty is going to talk to you today. If that don't turn your button on, I don't know what will. God is here with us. Where two or more are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst. And somebody, and even I said this one time, I said, well, He's always with me. What do you mean there He is in the midst? Jesus was making a declaration that something special, something extra happens when we gather together in His name. Praise God. And so another thing that got me fired up is, He is worthy of all honor. When I hear this in this song, and then there's another song that talks about, I pour out my praise, I pour out my praise to you. I just think about how much praise does Jesus deserve? How much praise? Can you measure it? We can't. We can't measure how much praise, worship He is worthy of. So that got me excited. And I was thinking about these things. I won't read them all because there's a bunch of them that got me excited. How precious is the flow? You know, you think about that. Well, on the cross, His blood flowed down. But don't we read in 1 John chapter 1? That the blood of Jesus Christ, might be chapter 2, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us. The blood of Jesus Christ continually flows on your behalf and my behalf. If, God forbid, we should sin, the blood cleanses. Oh, man, that's good news. So that got me excited. And then I noticed, on the third song, that's when I saw Hillary get lit. She got lit on the third song. What a beautiful name it is. And what I mean by get lit is something connected. When she was singing that, something connected. And what lit me from that last song was, death could not hold you. Speaking of the Lord. Lord, death could not hold you. Think about death just for a moment, because we're going to go into life for the rest of the service. Like Lazarus had a big problem. He was dead. He was dead. And so how many know that's a big problem if it's you, okay? But yet he could do nothing to raise himself. And that's the same with Jesus Christ. He died. He was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Never deny your righteousness. Let me put it this way. Never deny his righteousness that you have become. It's always a praise and an honor and a worship to him concerning righteousness. But do not deny that he has given you a gift, and it is the free gift of righteousness. And so when you're thinking of yourself as a lowly whatever, I used to confess I was a worm. I would confess it every day. I read it in the Psalms, and it said, I am a worm and no man. And so I began to say, Lord, I am a worm and no man. Can you imagine? What kind? And God was just wanting to get a message to me. He was just wanting to get a message to me. I don't want you saying that, you know. He doesn't want us saying that. Because Jesus Christ became a worm, became a snake on a tree. Yes, he did. He was made to be sin. And he knew no sin for us. How many know when somebody does something for you? Just in life, everyday life. If somebody does something for you, how many you realize it when that happens? They did something for me. Somebody pays for lunch. Hey, thank you. Did something for me. Well, so it is. He was made to be sin for us. I'm not going to dishonor him and deny what he has done for me. Amen? So every once in a while, during this service, I'm going to write a note down. I noticed Pastor Duane writes a lot of notes. Has anybody else noticed that, or is that just me? He writes things down. I was looking in his desk. I wasn't snooping. I mean, it was okay. It was. it was okay for me to sit at his desk. I didn't disturb anything, but I was looking for some scotch tape and opened up one drawer and I'm like, whoa, that's neat. That is neat. That is not my desk. I'm reminded once again, this is not my desk. And I looked at the next desk. And he had everything in these desks except scotch tape. But then I went to another drawer and another drawer and understood it wasn't mine. Okay, and so I've got some paper. I've got some paper today. I do have a title. I do have a title. The title is simply Helps. H-E-L-P-S. Helps. We said we know when somebody's done something for us. We said we all recognize that. We all see it when somebody's done something for us. And so it is when you've received help. You know when you've been helped. But I'm talking about helps in the body of Christ. We are a local body. And one of the ministry gifts listed in the New Testament is the ministry gift of helps. And so I'm going to organize my fire starters here. I like that bottom shelf. It's, praise God, it's the floor. And I told you the title helps. Let's turn in our Bibles or look on the screen at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting with verse 25. I was having so much fun there in the introduction that I'm glad that I'm reminded to preach the sermon that I prepared. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25, starting verse 25. I think I have written down the, did I write down the right verse? Chapter 12. Oh, yeah. This is what I want. So that, this is the Amplified, so that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaptation of the parts of the body to each other. But the members, all alike, should have a mutual interest in and care for one another. And if one member suffers, all parts share the suffering. If one member is honored, all members share in the enjoyment of it. Now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it, each part severally and distinct, each with his own place and function. Let me say that again. Each with his own place and function. Verse 28. So God has appointed some in the church for his own use. First, apostles, special messengers. Second, prophets, inspired preachers and exhorters or expounders. Third, teachers. Then, wonder workers. Then, those with ability to heal the sick. Then, helpers. Everybody say helpers. Now, how many think teachers are important? One, two, three, four. Okay, some more. Okay. Teachers are important. Inspired preachers are important. Workers of miracles, wonder workers are important. They that heal the sick are important. That would be all believers. The believers shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Isn't that what it says? That is what it says. And we are believers. We are believers. It did not say preachers shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It said believers. And one of the reasons God did not say preachers shall lay hands on the sick, because some preachers are not believers. If I may say that. It's true. It's true. Now, we're all growing. We're all growing. So we pray and believe that preachers that are not believers will become believers, right? And then they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Then it says helpers. It didn't say the teachers and preachers are more important. It did not say that. And then it says administrators. And then it said, speakers in different unknown tongues. So we see that helps and helpers are listed with every other part of the body of Christ. They are a viable part of the body of Christ. And so let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, familiar verse, but how many know, many of us are familiar with many verses, but it's important to read and go over these verses again and again and again. Our pastor has been teaching us, amongst other things, about growing up into maturity, right? That's the series he started about growing up into maturity. And the verses that he's using has the phrase in it, and this we will do if God permit. And you know when God permits it? When we permit it. When someone gets up to speak or teach, or when you're sharing something with someone in the foyer or at a restaurant, if they're not receiving what you're saying, how many know they won't grow thereby? They will not grow. They will not be benefited. Some of you parents know that when you have talked to your children, you just wish they were listening. And other times, praise God, they're listening. Say amen, somebody, because we treasure those times. We treasure those times. But if a person doesn't want to hear it, how far can you go with them? I like to say it like this. If you want to bring somebody to the 10th floor, you get on an elevator and you want to bring them to the 10th floor. If they want to get off on the second floor, they'll say push two. And what do you do? What I do, I push two for them. That's how far they want to go, right? The same in our spiritual life. Let's listen to our senior pastors. Next week, Pastor Sean will be speaking. Let's listen, and let's learn, and let's make room for more. Let's get garbage. Oh, I'm telling you, I meant to say, I had it written down. Did I say this already? Expect God to speak to you. Expect God to speak to you tonight. Excuse me. Sometimes we have to get junk out of our life in order to make room for Jesus. He says, it's getting a little quiet in here, but he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me. And so God is saying to us, that verse was written to Christians in the book of Revelation. Behold, I stand. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know? Okay, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, I will come in. And so it is, he's speaking to us. We are Christians in the last days. And he's knocking. He's knocking on my life all the time. I surrender something, and I'm living in the freedom of that surrender to him, yieldedness to him. I'm living in the liberty that that presents in the spirit, in my walk, in the spirit of God. Because I surrendered, I have liberty and blessing. Amen? And it's not too much longer. What? I've got to change something else. I've got one or two things in my sermon that are kind of hard to hear. And I hope I can say it tonight. Is there anybody else that hopes I could say? You don't even know what it is. Maybe. Is it from the Bible? Yes. It better be. This group won't accept it if it's not in the Bible. And nobody got time for that. Amen? We want the Word of God. So I said to turn to Hebrews 10, 25. It says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Notice what happened with the COVID stuff. They tried to get churches, and they succeeded for a short time, to not gather together. Okay? Now, a lot of those people are not necessarily the Antichrist, right? But it has the same effect. It has the same effect. It's the spirit of this world. Then they said, "Well, if you gather, you can't sing. You can't sing." What? And there's things like that going on today that we don't buy into, and I can't spend very much time on it, or I won't do. I have an assignment, and I need to do the assignment. Praise God. I want to say this too. Was there prayer before church today? There was prayer before church. And did you pray for this service? And did you pray that the Holy Ghost would have his way? Yep. Healed. And so the Holy Ghost is having his way. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatsoever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. We've been asking God, and as I mentioned, our pastor has been teaching on growing up into maturity. And when I've talked to Pastor Dwayne in the last several months, he has wanted, and others too, he has wanted the Holy Ghost. He's teaches the word, doesn't he? And now from the word, he has said, I want the Holy Ghost to move at Foundations Christian Fellowship. That's what he's been saying. I want the Holy Ghost to move in Foundations Christian Fellowship. You know, the senior pastor is the candlestick, the door. A senior pastor can stand up and say, I don't want this in our church. And many have, as far as the Holy Ghost. How many know that many have? They said, we are having none of that here. I can't imagine what heaven thinks of those kind of comments. We're having none of that here. And they don't. They don't have any of it there. Holy Spirit doesn't bother them. Holy Spirit's a gentleman. You say, Holy Spirit, go. There he goes. But we say, Holy Spirit, come. And here he comes. And that's what we've been saying. That's what we've been praying. And that's what's happening right here, right now. Every service, the Holy Ghost is moving. Say amen, somebody. Praise God. Let's cooperate with it. Let's cooperate with the Holy Ghost. If we honor him, if we make much about the Holy Spirit, he will flow. He will move. And so that's what we're doing tonight, making much about the Holy Ghost. On this subject, the subject of helps, the subject of helps. And the reason, and I got to get back to my notes. I've been leaving my notes. Let me just toss that one and toss that one. Toss that one. Praise God. Is it all right if I tossed a few notes? Those fire starters are under there now. That was my plan. But when you honor the Holy Spirit, your plan changes many times. And that's what's happening to me as I stand up here. Expect God to move in your life. As we gather together, we are like hot coals. We are like hot coals. The Bible says that when Jesus came into your heart, he lit the light, your spirit. In fact, the Bible says that he, God, lighteth the light of every man that cometh into the world. Everybody say, that's the Spirit. That's your spirit. That's your spirit. And I just want to flow with what God is impressing upon my heart. Is that okay? Praise God. And so we read about the different ministry gifts. We could go on, and our pastor does such a good job talking about the different gifts of the Spirit and all the things that we see in the Word of God. But I'm here to say that we are one unit. We are one. The devil tries to separate. The Bible talks about that there be no schism, no division in the body. But the truth is, we are one. The liar speaks to the mind. The devil speaks to the mind. God speaks to the Spirit and through the Spirit to you. And the Spirit is telling us, we are one unit. We are one body. We are one faith. We are one Word of God. We are one family. Amen? We are not surface, shallow people that are all concerned about black, white, Hispanic. How many are glad that you are free from that kind of thinking? Jesus is the great equalizer. We also can say to this world currently, we could say, we are not divided by vaccination or unvaccination, masked or unmasked. We are not. We refuse to be divided that way. We understand that our unity is by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit within each and every one of us, to the point where God will speak to you and God will say, pray for Lewis. He will tell you to pray for Lewis. You say, well, how will he say it? You might just think of Lewis. And then you go about your day and you think of Lewis again. And then you're quietly reading something. It's nothing about Lewis. And here will come Lewis to your attention. Pray for Lewis. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking those through Him, through whom He can show Himself strong. Oh, praise God. Praise God. God's calling us. God's getting our attention. God wants to use us. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I need to get into my message. I'll try to quit on time, but it'll be up to you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I was in 1 Corinthians. It'll be up to you and me working together with the Holy Spirit to receive what He has for us yet tonight. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, say any man, does that include you? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us, everybody say us, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. And then He explains it. In other words, we're all called into the ministry. Because I haven't said much about helps. I'm working my way to there. But he has called us, all of us in this local body, to a ministry. We are all in the ministry. And He hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. Are you reading in the Amplified or the... Is the Amplified up here or the King James? Which one is it? Okay, good. Verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though, everybody say, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. We are on the earth in Christ's stead. We have taken the place of Jesus Christ on the earth. Jesus Christ walked the earth and it was glorious, but He rose again. The Father sent the Son and the Son sent the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came and was poured out upon all flesh. Excuse me for getting excited, but when I sensed the Holy Ghost and somebody told me that I could receive the Holy Ghost and be filled with power from on high, I said, yes, I'll take it. I want everything that God has to offer. Everything. Praise God. And God has come upon us in this church, and God has called us to grow and mature in Him, because this world is going to fall apart. The Bible says that in the last days, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So if you'll excuse me for getting serious for just a moment, gross darkness has covered the people and is covering the people of the earth, but that's not you and me, brother. He said to you and me in the same chapter of Isaiah, He said, arise. Oh, He's calling you and me to arise. He says, arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has come upon you. Oh, hallelujah. God is blessing you in every way. God has brought His healing virtue to you, just like the woman with the issue of blood that reached out and touched the hem of His garment. People will reach out to touch you and me. There's so many people in this world that need to be touched. They need to be touched by God. They need to be touched by God. But we are God in the earth by His Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God in the earth. And we are part of His body. How many believe the Holy Spirit is God in the earth? And we are in Him. We are walking with Him. God is raising up the church. God is raising up the church. I was with some dear brothers this week, AFCM Group, Association of Faith Churches and Ministers. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit moved. The Holy Spirit moved. And the Holy Spirit hasn't always moved in some of these meetings, but it did in this one. And then the next day, it just worked out that I was with some Rhema people, RMAI, and just our get-together where two or more are gathered. We were all open to the Holy Spirit moving, and He moved. And He moved, and He spoke, and we heard Him, and we were ministered to. And God used us to minister to one another. Oh, praise God. We are the church. We are one. All differences are set aside. All differences are water under the bridge. Going, flowing away. Amen? Amen. There is now one new man in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. So I was reading, now we are ambassadors of Christ. And so I want to give a short testimony. Wrote it down so it can go quicker. And that is when Judy and I first visited this church. So that was 3 years ago. And when we first visited 3 years ago, we had the door held open by one of the Ott boys. I don't remember which of the Ott boys it was. But since then, we've enjoyed both of them. Okay. All three of them. We had the door. Okay, so let me go through this quickly. We had the door held open by one of the Ott boys. This is our first visit to the church 3 years ago. The greeter was Susie Smith, that made us feel so special and so welcome. We were hugged by Elon, Josh, Mickey, Danny, Michael, and Kevin. We were sufficiently hugged within minutes. Within minutes. Josh and Sean Dunn kept the conversations going and going. As you know, they can. Coffee and snacks were being served and were very tasty. I met Kevin Swanson over. He was sitting in a brown leather chair, and he said to me, "My wife Hillary over there, she's the talkative one." Do you remember that? That's exactly what he said. "Hi, how you doing? My wife's the talkative one." Okay. Note, all of this was before we ever met the pastors or heard praise and worship. Now, we knew the pastors, but we hadn't met them yet in our approach to the church. We hadn't heard praise and worship yet in the preaching. We came in to sit down and met a friendly couple, Lewis and Annette, and we sat behind you guys, and Mary at the same time. And it was just, hey, these people are friendly. Then we noticed the pastor on the drums and Pastor Mary on the piano and Jerry on the guitar, Jerry Smith on the guitar, and the singers. And that day there was a guest speaker, so we didn't get to hear the pastors. Look at all that happened to us before we ever got to interact with the pastors. The guest speaker spoke, and he was good, and that was a plus. It's important who you have speak at your church. The next week, the pastors were gone. And the associate pastor, Sean, presented a sermon, and it was fantastic. And we remembered him from 40 years before as a six-year-old. How many know that was an important connection? That was nice. Might have grown in 40 years. Okay. Then we observed Dennis and Leanne after service checking around to see if anybody needed prayer. And they found people that needed prayer, and they prayed for them. But we noticed that. Then, on our third visit, we finally heard the senior pastor speak. So after 3 weeks, it was a good thing that the pastors were speaking the Word of God with no compromise. Because everything else had been so well, it would have been kind of a letdown. But keep in mind that when the... there's certain things I got to get in before we're done here. let me read this. There were greeters, huggers, talkers, snack service, hospitality ushers, sound and video people, friendly members with smiles, band members, singers, children actually reaching out, and that was Kevin who came up to me after the church was over. I'd never met him before, although he might have opened the door for us. But he came up, and you know, this was 3 years ago. So you were how old? Nine. And he came up, reached out his hand. "Hello, my name is Kevin." And then he had a Bible in his hand, introduced himself, thought I reminded him of Andrew Womack. And I thought, what 9-year-old knows anything about Andrew Womack? I said, something good is going on here. Andrew Womack? I said, well, thank you for the compliment. I'm not him. Although I was called Phil Driscoll at one service years ago. And also I was called the Bible Answer Man, which I was not. Man, I won't tell you. It's something else, Evan. Judy, I need to not say that. Okay. Greeters, huggers, talkers, snack people, hospitality users, and I'm going somewhere with this. Sound and video people, friendly members with smiles, band members, singers, children reaching out, children's church, youth group, nursery. How many know nursery is important? When a parent comes in with a child, and they are a lot of times, sometimes they want to stay with the child, but sometimes they want somebody to watch them, and it makes a big difference. Okay, givers. We weren't able to spend too much time on that, but we are all givers. And Josh, Brother Josh brought that out. What a difference it makes to when people give into the ministry. What a difference. Because how many know on this earth you need money? You need finances. And God isn't going to forget about you. You that have given to ministry, almost all of you, if not all. God is not going to forget about you when you need finances, because you've taken care of his house. In fact, the Bible says that concerning Cornelius, his prayers and his financial giving are a memorial before the Father in heaven through eternity. Your giving is noticed and remembered by God. I told you there'd be some interruptions by the Holy Spirit. So I was reading all these greeters, huggers, and I went on and on and on. Preachers and teachers, pastoral staff as examples. How many are happy that our senior pastors and the staff here are good examples? Good examples of walking with the Lord. And there's discipleship going on here, men's group, young adults. These are 20, the things I just read are 20 different kinds of helps. Remember this also, that when the pastor preaches, how many would agree that it helps? It helps. And when the Holy Spirit moves, how many would agree that it helps? Holy Spirit is our helper, our advocate, our standby, our intercessor. Holy Spirit, praise God. Praise God. So all of these things going on, maybe a month or so ago, two teenagers were born again, saved, ransomed, brought out into freedom and liberty and the blessing of God that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Two teenagers came to Jesus. And Pastor Sean had the privilege and blessing of praying with them. But you know what? Pastor Sean did not lead them to the Lord. Well, he would say right away, the Holy Spirit led them to the Lord, because that is what happened. But you know what? Everybody say we. I tell you, God will turn you into a Frenchman. We. We led those kids to the Lord, didn't we? Are you trying to be shy or bashful or humble? You know, the Lord used us. All those 20 functions that are actually people in this church led those two to the Lord. If Jesus came back today, how many are thankful that those two gave their heart to Jesus? We are one. We are one body. You know, we have to kind of give titles and separate things just for organization and whatnot. But we are leading people to the Lord. We are healing people, all by the power of God, all by the Holy Spirit. But we're doing this together. Everybody say together. Let's stand to our feet. Well, if Pastor Dwayne listens to this message, he'll say at the first half hour, where in the world is Pastor Mike going with this message? Because I sure felt it. But one of the things that was on my heart was the whole issue of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now think about all of those ministries that were, they're all ministries. They're all ministries. I think too often in the last 20 years, preachers have been exalted beyond measure. I think it's true. Too much. I mean, there's needs to be honor for whom honor is due. But the focus was all on these big stars. Come on, guys. We're not Hollywood. I mean, I'm talking about us as the body of Christ. We have nothing to do with Hollywood, really. But Hollywood runs that way. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. But we have nothing to do with that. We're God's children. We have been translated from the kingdom of darkness. And we've been placed solid foot down. Praise God, we've been placed in the kingdom of his dear son. Oh, we're in a different kingdom. Oh, we have a totally different king. Glory be to God. We have brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and grandparents. Oh, praise God. Oh, my gosh. I think about people in the church. I know when I was adopted, so were you, all of you. You were adopted into God's family. Oh, praise God. And you are now a legal child of God because you've been grafted in. And oh, praise God, you're growing. Oh, hallelujah. And his Spirit is speaking to you. And his Spirit is calling you. And you are one decision away from skyrocketing in Jesus. And that decision might be, you know, I'm going to crack this thing open. It's been closed so long, I'm going to crank it open and I'm going to read the thing and see if what the preachers are saying is true. Let's see if it's true. How many know the Bible's true? Oh, praise God. When we come to church, my brother, my sister, we get fed. Oh, glory to God. I'm excited about that. We get fed. And God has taught us that we're growing up and we don't need to just be fed by somebody else anymore. We're the kind of people that know our responsibility to feed ourselves. Oh, praise God. Let's feed ourselves spiritually. Let's take on the challenge to grow up and mature and feed ourselves spiritually. That's one decision. Another decision is the Holy Spirit will call you. Oh, praise God. I think it's Song of Psalms that says, draw me unto you. Lord, draw me unto you and let us run together. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This walk with God, this is a faith walk. This is not by sight. This is by knowing Jesus personally. Glory be to God. He's in us. And I just want to tell you, he's for you. I know when somebody's for me. Praise God. When we came to this church, we could, on our way home, we said something like, they're for us. They're for us. I knew right away we were to go to this church, but I also knew that pastors hear that all the time. This is my home church from now on. But we knew it was our home church from now on. And praise God, we're being challenged. And praise God, he's speaking and he's saying, one decision, boom, on your knees before God, on your face before God, however you do that, spend time with God. God is not a man that he should lie. There's a lot of liars around. How many know that's true? There's a lot of liars in our world. And you just wonder sometimes who to believe. Jesus. I always come back to Jesus. I say, I can believe Jesus. Hallelujah. There's more than enough there to keep me entertained. I'll tell you that. It's exciting to walk with God. It's exciting to walk with God, isn't it, Pastor Judy? Judy, thank you, Lord. Well, let's just lift our hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love you, Jesus.